What's up, faggots? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
That's the worst way to start a show, Jesus.
Not if they're faggots. That's true. Very welcoming and accommodating.
Good call. What's up, faggots?
I didn't mean that derogatorily.
Of course you didn't, yeah.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And this is the show where the things happen. I just took a five-hour energy drink, grape flavor. Yeah. I've had these things before. If you don't know what they are, then
they're all the buzz.
Like, go outside sometime.
It's all over television.
These tiny little bottles, these ridiculous little things, and they're supposed to give you 5 hours of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken them before, and I've never noticed them doing anything.
Yeah.
I think they're bullshit. I'm looking at the active ingredients, and the only thing in there that doesn't sound like nonsense is caffeine. Mm-hmm. And I've never really had much of an issue with caffeine to begin with. I think I mentioned this on the show a long time ago.
Way back,
like,
yeah.
Orion did an art project once where he had to design a can, like a drink can, and he did energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought home a bunch of energy drinks as like research kind of. And, and I think you skinned one with a paper label. Yep. Is that part of the project?
Yep.
And we needed empty cans, so we were drinking energy drinks. And I think I drank like 2-3 of them and then went to bed. You know?
Jesus.
And I don't know if that's because I drink too much caffeine. I haven't been lately. I don't drink a lot of soda, and I never drink coffee because that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's got to be it.
I kind of think maybe just somehow I don't have very many receptors for it or something.
Possibly.
In my brain, because it's never really seemed to do much for me. Like, I hear people talk about caffeine like they're doing cocaine.
Yeah.
And it's never, like, it doesn't give me the jitters. It doesn't make me bounce off the walls and stuff. I wish it did, because, like, I hear people talk about doing cocaine and then cleaning their whole house. And if caffeine worked like that, I'd be a much more, like, normal, sociable human being, you know?
Yeah.
Come on over to my place. It looks spotless, because I drink a lot of Coke. But, so I get curious every once in a while, though. You and I were talking about that before the show. Every once in a while, you get curious, even though you think it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. In the back of your head. Yeah.
And I'll buy one. Like, I'm the same way with headache medication. It doesn't work for me. It never has. Like, over-the-counter shit. I don't usually try aspirin. Maybe aspirin would work, but I do, like, Tylenol, ibuprofen and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it never works. I'll take, like, a handful of them. Like, I'll take, like, 8. I've taken 8 at a time, and nothing happens. The headache does not go away. And I don't know why. We talked once about how apparently redheads don't do as well with anesthesia. They need more anesthesia than other people.
Yeah.
Maybe it's somehow related to that. I don't know. But it never works. But even so, if I get a bad enough headache, every once in a while, I'll go out and I'll buy a bottle of ibuprofen and I'll take some.
You got to take, give me 8 of those. Yeah.
Even though I know it won't do anything. And then it doesn't do anything. And I'm like, yeah, should have known.
Well, at least you tried.
But
I think with caffeine, it's kind of like Mexicans with hot peppers and hot anything. They can just tolerate it.
So my people came from a place where there was a lot of 5-hour energy drink trees.
Because there's people out there that are like, this salsa is the hottest salsa they make, and it's nothing. You know, this is pussy salsa. And you know they're full of shit, because every human being feels that irritant, you know. Unless they're Mexican and they're used to it.
I've heard about some ethnicity, like Tibetans or something, that they eat so much super spicy shit that they're like, they'll take like the hottest hot sauce you can get and just smother things in it. And it's not enough. It's just delicious to them. Whereas me, like, my nose would be running and my tongue would be blistering and stuff. It's funny how, like, it's since that's such a physical effect, like, that's not like a... I guess this is technically a physical effect too, but it's not like there's a chemical that's going into receptors in your brain that's telling you like, oh, this is too hot. It's like, it's right on your tongue. It's burning your tongue. So it's weird to me that there are people whose tongues are made of better stuff something. So it doesn't bother them as much. It doesn't seem like something you could really build a tolerance to unless it's like burning actual holes in your tongue and they're scarring over.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see these people's tongues if they're just like a knotted mess of scar tissue.
Yeah.
And maybe that's also why they like it so much, because like so many of their taste buds have been burned off that they need something crazy intense just to taste at all. So last week, after we did the last episode, we recorded a new Let's Play video.
Yes, we did.
Oh, burp. And it was not the continuation of Ninja Baseball Batman. Nope. Sorry.
Sorry, fuckers.
We'll do it someday. Instead, it was this game called Sissy's Magical Ponycorn Adventure, which is a pretty fantastic game.
Mm.
It's all the graphics are done in Crayon. It's a point and click adventure game. And I had Orion make the decisions. It was made by a guy and his daughter for part of some game jam thing at some convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was adorable. I thought it was about the cutest thing I'd ever seen. It's about ponycorns, which are like ponies and unicorns. And Orion didn't like it.
I couldn't get into it. Even if like that was me as a kid and 20 years from now, I look back and it's like, oh, me and my dad made this game. I'd still be like, what a retard.
Do you like cute things?
I love cute things.
I love cute. I'm kind of a pussy. Like, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with liking cute things, but there's like some kind of anti-macho quality to it where like, if you're a man, you're not supposed to love adorable kitties and stuff.
Yeah.
And kitties seem to have gotten slightly okay for everyone to love because of like lolcats and stuff. The internet loves cats.
Yeah.
But other things like adorable little kids and stuff, you know, you're not supposed to think those things are adorable. You're supposed to think, fuck those things. Yeah. I'm a man. I want a steak and I'm going to jerk off, you know?
Yeah. And kids prevent me from doing both of those things.
No, not me.
Yeah.
I'll eat a steak off a kid and then jerk off onto him. But anyway, neither here nor there. You're having a kid soon. Do you not find kids adorable? Or is it really just this particular little girl that you just hate? Why do you hate little girls?
It's I deal with kids day in and day out at my place of employment. And
yeah, but that's different because kids in a grocery store are dicks.
Yeah, but I've been witness to good kids, you know, like they're just quiet and polite, you know, and then there's the kids that are like, wah! And like this little girl, she kept like saying shit and then gasping for air, you know, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, and I never did that as a kid. So it's like a fucking disorder.
The excitability of a kid is kind of like, I don't get excited that way. Yeah. You know, like, oh my God, it's a fucking dinosaur. I love fucking dinosaurs. You know, it doesn't happen to me, but everything's so new and amazing to little kids. And like to think that this little girl thought up this ponycorn adventure and got so excited about it. It's adorable. And it's kind of nice to see. And I think about like when I was a kid, my dad was pretty creative. And sometimes like it didn't happen a lot because he worked a lot and he worked nights. So I rarely really saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, he would do something where we would sort of collaborate. Like when the Ninja Turtle movies were coming out, we kind of came up with an idea for a new one. And he drew this design for the turtle van, what it would look like in the movies and stuff. And we would talk about stuff like that. And he would draw things. And I imagine my dad making a video game and letting me design everything and do the voice acting and stuff. And it would have been the best thing in the world when I was a kid. And the idea of this guy doing it with his daughter is just like that. I don't want to be a parent, but that kind of stuff almost makes me want to be a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost makes me want to have a kid because that kind of stuff would be the best part of having a kid. And
I get it.
And you hated it. And well, you're having a kid. You should be arrested. You should be thrown in prison.
I love the concept. It's adorable. I just didn't like the little girl. I didn't.
I'm going to kidnap your kid. I'm going to get a steak, eat it off of him, jerk off on him, and then he and I are going to make a video game together.
Okay.
If he's up for it after all the jerking off that I do.
Oh, what if he's autistic?
Even better, it'll be a math game. And then...
math games are so lame.
It'll be like a math game, but the numbers are characters. And then
their
seven,
colors, yeah.
Seven and eight went on a quest.
Blue plus yellow.
To find the square root of 700. Yeah. It'd be good times.
Hmm.
This is why you need to learn to make video games.
I know.
So when you have a kid, it won't hate you.
I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do with the kid because...
do you think about that kind of stuff? Like
all the time.
Do you have any ideas? I mean, it's sort of a weird, vague thing to ask, but...
I'm always torn because here I am experiencing something I've never experienced, and I think of stuff like this, like what I'm going to do with the kid, and I feel so special. But then I think about how this happens to almost everybody, and it has been for fucking billions of years or millions of years, you know, with everything. And everyone's felt this, ooh, this is so special. So I'm torn. Like I get so excited about playing hide and seek or building something, and I'm like, what if it's lame? What if the kid doesn't like it?
Building something with your kid is cool, but you have to make sure they're interested. Like my dad, When we first got an actual house, when my parents were still together, mm-hmm. my dad decided to build my sister and I a big playhouse in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I think his intention at the time, well, I think it was twofold. One, my uncle had just died recently, and he used this project to like reconnect with his dad, kind of. Mm-hmm. So my grandpa and my dad were building this playhouse in the backyard, but I think he wanted me to be part of it.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be like this group project that would bring us all together, but I didn't give a fuck about woodworking. Yeah. So I would like come out and see what they were doing and then go back in the house and play Super Nintendo. And I didn't really get the point of it.
Yeah.
So that thing wasn't so good for me, but things like that, like creating things together, I think is a great thing to do with
collaboration.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And my dad didn't always get that shit right. when I was in Cub Scouts, mm-hmm. They had these things they called Pinewood Derby races or whatever. The Pinewood Derby, where you would take this piece of wood and shape it into a car, put wheels on it, and then roll it down a hill and see who would win. And I never gave a shit about winning, but the designing of the car was a cool concept.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could make it look like whatever you wanted. My dad made this badass Pinewood Derby car for me. And he made fenders out of balsa wood.
Oh, man.
And he painted it with this shiny metallic green model paint. And he put water slide decals from model kits on it. Mm-hmm. He put a little driver in the driver's seat. Oh, and he added a piece of plastic for a windshield and put Porsche decals on it. He worked at this plant that made metal stamps for styrofoam cups or something. And he used a little scrap piece of metal and engraved my name on it in the script writing and made a tiny little license plate to put
adorable.
On the back. But the thing is, I had no say in any of that.
Yeah.
My dad, like, it's like he thought, this will be a cool project for us to do together. But then he had all these ideas, and he just did it on his own. So sometimes he fucked that shit up.
Yeah.
But I still loved it because it came out so cool. I had the coolest looking car in the whole race.
I believe it.
The next year, we did it again, and he let me design it this time. And it ended up looking like a neon orange space shuttle. And we had this Tiny Toons Happy Meal toy mm-hmm. with one of the characters whose name escapes me right now driving a car. And we cut him off of the car and put him in the driver's seat.
Oh,
so it's like a neon orange space shuttle with a fin and everything with the little Tiny Toons character driving it. So my version was significantly less cool.
Yeah.
But that was more fun in a way because I got to actually design it.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of stuff is just really cool.
Oh, yeah.
My dad would do things like, he loved doing this shit, but he never got much of a chance. Like one time, my cousins came over who were all girls. So it was me and my sister and my two female cousins playing Aladdin because my sister had all these Aladdin figures, action figures, basically, which sounds lame. But my dad made up like a campaign, like Dungeons and Dragons or something. Like
with Aladdin
like
action figures.
Yeah. Shit built, like palaces and shit built up from our toys in my sister's room. And there was like a course to go through and like an adventure to have. And he like kind of scripted these things. And he had taken our VHS copy of Aladdin, recorded some of the audio clips onto a cassette tape.
Oh my
God. And he was playing audio during the thing, like music and voice clips and stuff. Which is extra cool because he had to know what order these clips were in and stuff, like to find the right ones, because it was on a cassette tape. It's not like he had, you know, a computer set up with these in a playlist that he could select one. It's a lot of effort that goes into that shit.
That is a lot of dedication. That is you have the coolest dad.
My uncle did something like that for me and my cousin once before he died. He had this Indiana Jones adventure thing set up for us at his house. There was a hill and they had a little red wagon that we used as like a truck. So we'd go down the hill and, you know, use the... Did you ever do that with a little red wagon? You use the handle, you pull it back into the wagon and use it like a steering wheel.
You can steer,
So we'd go down this hill and then we'd get on our bikes, which we pretended were horses, and we'd ride to some place. And then the garage was the temple and there was an artifact in it that was I think it was like a glass skull. I don't remember what it was actually for, but we had to get this glass skull. And he had ladders and things with tarps over them and stuff. So there was a lot of imagination involved.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it, once we got the artifact... From inside the garage, he started to lower the garage door and we had to the temple was trying to seal us in.
So
it'd been
cool.
Booby trapped and we had to run and roll under the garage door and we got out and we were triumphant.
Oh, man.
It was pretty badass, really. And that's the kind of stuff that like I think about if I had a kid.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things I would love.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some of my best memories, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my poor mom just wasn't terribly creatively inclined. But I spent most of my time with her. So I was probably kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember trying to get my mom to draw things with me And I remember, I think I got her to draw a teddy bear once. And to be fair to her, she did a pretty good job, but like it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
but, you know, that's not really talking shit about my mom.
Yeah.
My mom
yeah.
was good in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
But that stuff,
yeah,
that's what I would want to do.
My mom, I drew a picture of an alien, and she sincerely thought I had been abducted because I fictitiously made a story up to go with the thing. Like, I woke up one night, and this is what I saw. Here you go, Mom. Oh, shit.
That's
Tell
really
me
funny
about
to
this.
Me because, yeah. like, a normal crazy mom.
Yeah.
Like, not a normal mom, but a normal crazy mom probably would have thought this was some kind of weird repressed memory or like you've been molested.
Checking me for markings, yeah.
But your mom thought, no, you've been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
That I could see that. I didn't know that about your mom, but your mom is... I always feel bad when I say stuff like this because I feel like I'm talking shit. Your mom is the sweetest lady in the world,
mm-hmm.
but she's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She believes you were abducted by aliens. She believes your dad was possessed by a demon.
Yep.
She believes that there are invisible forces floating around,
oh, yeah.
and she has had staring contests with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she would tell me this shit. It's not like this is her own personal shit and she knows it's crazy, so she keeps it to herself.
Nope.
I was just over one night, and she was telling me about the time she had a staring contest with an invisible being.
Yep.
Didn't she? She used to put holy oil on the doors or something?
Yeah. She recently messaged Aldi and said, hey, do you mind if I come over and put some holy oil up and bless the house? It's like, what do you say to that? Yeah, come on over whenever you're available.
Sure,
I
yeah.
have plenty of time to not do cool stuff.
Sooner the better. I don't want to have Satan's baby.
But
yeah.
But yeah, having a kid, I look back at every memory I can think of that I had as a kid, all the fun times, and I want to like reenact them, you know, just so the kid has fun. Like take all those good things and do that for the kid. But it really depends on what you have around you, what's accessible. You know, I don't have a garage door that's powered, you know, so I could do that cool, closing, run out.
To be fair, my uncle's garage door wasn't powered either. He was hiding in another part of the garage and pulled it down with a rope slowly.
Oh, that's great. So yeah, but definitely, yeah, I think of all the fun memories I have and I just want to reenact them. But that also makes me want to buy like DVDs of all the cool cartoons I would watch and just show my kid that because all the cartoons today suck. But that's not fair. You know, what if he loves Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's another, I understand the impulse, but that's another mistake in a way that my dad made.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. But like when I was a kid, I was super into Ninja Turtles. And my dad did not get Ninja Turtles at all. He thought it was so stupid. And he actually told me once that when I was older, I would look back on it and I would think, wow, why did I waste my time with that shit?
Yeah.
And he didn't say it in an asshole way like that, but he did say that. And my dad would always buy me G.I. Joe stuff. Like every birthday and Christmas, it'd be a new G.I. Joe or a new G.I. Joe play set thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool of him. Like he didn't have to be buying me these things at all. So it was cool of him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of cool toys, but I wasn't into G.I. Joes at all. But that's what he played with when he was a kid.
I get it. Yeah.
So he kept trying to get me into the same things he was into. Mm-hmm. So every year I'd be like, oh, I want the turtle van. And instead I would get a G.I. Joe helicopter. And it's like he knew I wouldn't be into it. So he got me the craziest G.I. Joe stuff, like to blow my mind with it. Like I had this giant purple helicopter with two blades.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I had a G.I. Joe. Did I say Ninja Turtle or G.I. Joe? It was a G.I. Joe helicopter.
G.I. Joe. Yeah.
And I had the G.I. Joe space shuttle, which was another huge toy.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't want him. Yeah. So it didn't matter. But it was like he went all out because he thought, you know, he might not be into G.I. Joes now.
Mm-hmm.
But when he sees this massive space shuttle, he's going to go, oh, my God, you were so right, Dad. But it didn't
this
work.
This is the greatest. Fuck the turtles.
I That's never right, played boy. With that shit.
Yeah. That's my big worry. Yeah.
What if I would point him in the right direction, but if he's not responsive, then don't push it on him. And don't get mad at him for liking what he likes.
But what if he likes the stupidest shit?
Hey, it's a possibility.
Oh.
I would say don't intentionally expose him to the stupidest shit, but if he comes home one day and says, Daddy, can we watch Dora the Explorer?
Mm-hmm.
Let him fucking watch Dora the Explorer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not all the cartoons now suck. I don't watch a lot of cartoons anymore. Not because I have anything against cartoons. It just doesn't come up. But from what I hear, there are a few pretty good ones.
Yeah.
Most of the good ones, though, aren't really for kids. So I don't know. like I'm thinking about Adventure Time, and I don't know how for kids that actually is. I haven't seen it, but I hear people rave about how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that one would be good. Yeah. But then I think of cartoons I like right now, and I think of like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't even think a kid would get that.
This is boring.
And some of it's not really appropriate.
Yeah.
I personally, I imagine a kid watching things that are not necessarily societally appropriate for kids. Mm-hmm. And I imagine them going to school and parroting things back from like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And it just cracks me up. Like, I kind of like the idea of if I had a kid having to have a parent-teacher conference about about the ridiculous shit my kid is saying at school.
Yeah. Your child is drawing dicks. It's like, okay, yeah. But he's drawing them like Megazords. And when they all form together, there's this big, giant cock Megazord.
Your kid keeps drawing these robot dicks with swords. And it's really creative, but kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to, if I had a kid, I imagine I would like to have one of those situations where you have to go talk to a teacher or a principal or whatever and defend your kid.
Yep.
But it would depend, though, because if my kid really did fuck up, there are parents who will defend their kids no matter what. Mm-hmm. And those parents are usually assholes.
Oh, yeah.
But like if my kid got in trouble for, I don't know, drawing something that he shouldn't have drawn, like a dick, like I wouldn't say, fuck you, my kid can draw all the dicks he wants. But I also would just find the whole situation funny. You know, I kind of like the idea of being called in to talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be a good memory to look back on.
Yeah, you remember when you were drawing all those dicks?
Yeah.
All this stuff is so far off, though, you know, like I keep forgetting, like this kid isn't going to come out talking and dancing. It's going to come out like a squishy little pile of shit.
Yes,
and it's going to be that way for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is a big part of why I wouldn't want to have a kid.
Yeah. You have to go through like a year of just bullshit. And then it kind of settles down.
It's really more like two or three before the kid gets to be anything fun at all.
Up until the point where it can somewhat communicate. It's just, misery.
And I would just want to fast forward through all that shit. I don't want to change diapers.
I pooped on the stove. Oh, no.
There's nothing cute to me about the idea of wiping a kid's ass.
Yeah.
You know, but
I got fucking friends that bring their kid over and their kid's like two. He can walk. He can say some things and he shits his pants. And they're like, well, Ryan, you go change him. You know, it's practice.
Yeah,
and I give him that look and I'm like, fuck you. It's your kid. I'll have my turn. I'm not going
to. Yeah, exactly. I don't need to get started now because I'm so excited about changing diapers. Fuck you.
And on one occasion, they just set him on my floor and started changing him. And his dick's hanging out and shit. And they're like, see, all right, now you can take over. You do it. It's like, yeah.
Well, it sounds like lazy assholes to me. Like they're
I'm tired of
it.
This.
Yeah. Like you need the practice. Here, go ahead. Practice on our kid.
Yeah. I would never do that to anyone I know. Ever.
But it sounds to me like they're just like, I don't want to fucking change that kid again.
Part of me wants to like, you know, they want me to change the kid. He's right there. His dick's hanging out. Part of me wants to just go down and like grab his dick.
Go down on the kid.
Yeah. I just want to go down on the kid. You know, just walk up, grab a diaper, throw it. Fuck this. Grab his dick and like start jerking it. Just so they'll leave me alone forever.
Yeah, I don't think they would leave you alone for that. I think there would be some...
Who are you calling?
Yeah, the authorities, I think, would be involved at some point in that.
Yeah.
What? Whoa. I'm just jerking his dick. Who doesn't like a hand job? Ugh. Man, I got all these news stories and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, God. You know what I should get into? Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
This week, we had the infamous baby shower.
Oh, good. Yeah, while we're on the subject of babies.
Now, Aldi didn't want a baby shower. She doesn't believe in this shit. She doesn't care for it. She's not a girly girl. She, you know, we save up and we buy the shit for ourselves. We're the ones that made the fucking kid. You don't, it shouldn't be required that, oh, we're having a kid. All of my friends, whether you like it or not, show up and buy me shit. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, we're not really friends.
It is kind of a funny social contract.
Fucking tradition.
It's like, yeah, it's like when you get married and suddenly people have to bring you presents.
Yeah, it's stupid. But so it went down. I was present because, you know, I had to help Aldi out, you know.
What'd you have to help her do?
Just get shit going because she's pregnant. She can't move fast. Waddle, waddle. Oh,
well, what did she have to do?
Like, you have to set up decorations and blow up balloons and stupid shit and put a sign up so they know what house it is. And it says all these fucking baby shower with an arrow.
If you're going to go the all-out route where people are supposed to bring you presents and shit, somebody else is supposed to set up the baby
shower.
That's
was
how
helping.
It's supposed to happen.
We had someone helping.
Some fucking stupid bitch is supposed to show up at your place and hang the balloons and the streamers and shit. It's not supposed to be you.
I know.
Yeah, we had someone that set it up, but we kind of had to do a little bit ourselves, you know. And all the while, we didn't want to fucking do this to begin with. But people, the event was set up on Facebook. People wanted to show up. So it's like, whatever, fuck it.
It was somebody else who set it up, right?
Yeah, yeah. They like made Aldi do it. You can't, you have to have a baby shower.
Yeah, it like blows their mind. You can't not have a baby shower.
Yeah, what?
Then you won't have a baby.
Yeah.
How awesome like would it be if that worked? You just don't have a baby shower, you won't have a baby.
So it went down, but yeah, it was the big thing that bugged me, and this bugs me in every instance, when you get a group over, you invite them over, and nobody fucking says anything. You know, you got all these people that don't really know each other, and they rely on you to get all the conversation going, you know, because they're not going to fucking talk to that person they don't know.
Right.
They just sit there and just look bored, like, why did I come here?
Jesus Christ, it's like an Asperger's convention.
It's like, I never asked you. You're the one that fucking wanted to come. You didn't have to come, you know? But half of these bitches felt obligated because it's that tradition. If I don't show up, she'll never talk to me again. I don't know.
Right.
That kind of shit. So for like 4 to 6 hours, I'm just trying to entertain these fucking people.
Jesus Christ, is that how long they're supposed to last?
No. I don't know. Like an ideal one, I think, would be like 3 hours.
If I'd been sitting around for 4 to 6 hours at a baby shower and nobody's talking, I'd be like, I should get going.
Yeah. So, and a bunch of people said they would attend, but they didn't. And they're all like coming up to us like afterwards, after the fact. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't hate me. You know, something came up.
Too late. You are hated.
Like, it's become this thing where if you say you're going to show up to a Facebook event and you're not there, you're a fucking asshole.
Well, you are a fucking asshole. But why'd you say you were going to show up?
Yeah, but it's like, if shit happens, you know?
No, you can't get away with that.
Shit happens.
You can't say you're going to come and then just not come. Like, that's...
What if
shit does happen,
you blow
but it
a tire or you don't have enough money for gas or something comes up, you know?
Everybody but me has a cell phone now. There's no excuse for not at least calling and saying I can't make it.
Yeah, yeah. But...
And that doesn't happen to multiple people every time you have an event.
Yeah.
If you're not going to show up and there's a Facebook event, you do not say, I'll be there. Just people do that shit because they're like, if I say I'll be there, then they won't get mad at me because I said I'll be there. Yeah. And then, you know, enough people will show up that they won't notice I wasn't there. And then everything
that's
will be okay.
Move. That's
fuck you.
Move. Yeah.
Just say maybe. They have a maybe there. If that's what you're going to do, say maybe. Which is also bullshit because everybody who says maybe doesn't come.
Yeah, but it's become this thing I've noticed with parties, with this thing. Like, you get an event, you get invited to something. You don't know if you're going to show. And you don't want to click maybe because they'll think you're not going to show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I wait till, like, the day before where I fucking know I'll be there or I won't. I don't, like, 2 months prior, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'll fucking be there, guaranteed. You know,
well,
don't
that's
fucking do that.
That's fine. And
but I understand why they're putting it up 2 months in advance.
Right.
You know,
that's fine. And it's better than saying you'll be there and not showing up.
Yeah.
But I really think it's better to click maybe if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you wait until the day before and you click and then you click yes.
Yeah.
The whole point of that is that now, like, this is how they know how many people are going to be there. And
exactly.
So, like, if everybody waited until the day before and clicked yes, they'd be like, holy shit, there's going to be 40 people. Yesterday it was 10.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's not really, that's why maybe.
I get it. Yeah. But I try to reflect it on, like, what if we didn't have the internet like we do and we just had phones and you call everybody, like, you know, a couple days before and they're like, yeah, I can make it. I can't make it. That's more ideal than, hey, in 2 months, this is going down.
No, that's completely the opposite of more ideal. That's bullshit.
But, yeah, I don't know. Too many people abuse the maybe.
How do they abuse it?
Because it's like universally known, if you click maybe, you don't give a shit. You're
that's
like,
true.
I just want to sound nice.
Okay. I might be there.
Okay.
I might be there.
Yeah, I don't.
Fuck.
I don't do that. I click maybe when I might be there.
Yeah, I have to click maybe on every fucking event.
Well, that's
unless
fine.
It's out of town and I know I won't be there.
Then fucking click maybe on every fucking event.
What I think I'm going to do, just to be an asshole. I'm going to say I'm not attending, but show up to all of them.
Wait, yeah, that is being an asshole. Why can't you just...
You told me that you weren't... You said on Facebook you weren't attending. Yeah, well, shit happens. What's up? Hey.
Why can't you just accept the way it works? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty clear cut. Yes, no, or maybe. Okay. Just click maybe, you fucking asshole.
Okay.
We're trying to fuck the system. It's set up like that for a reason. Right. It's very simple.
But... Where are we going? Anyway, yeah, this whole baby shower was awkward. Not only because I had to entertain everybody desperately, but after the fact, it was even more awkward because people are writing, like, even prior, I'm sorry, back up. People would write on the event wall, I can't make it. And they'd leave a fucking paragraph as to why. Like, dude, it's cool. You don't have to fucking explain yourself and... Like, what's going on at 6:02? You got to be this place. I don't give a shit. If you can't make it, just let me know. It's fine.
I think
people are so full of guilt. Like, they assume I'm going to hate them, you know?
I think they feel bad that they can't make it or whatever. I don't think it's crazy to, like, leave a comment that says, oh, I got to work that night or I'm going to be out of town or whatever, you know?
Really? I've been in...
At least it shows courtesy.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's better than clicking, than not clicking anything at all or clicking yes and not showing up.
Yeah. But I've been in so many positions with this Facebook invite shit where I say I'll go because I want to go. I'm available. And then something comes up where I just feel like shit or I'm fucking tired and I go anyway because I said I was going to go. But then I'm boring the fuck out of everybody because I'm feeling like shit. So I don't know. I'm not afraid of saying, hey, look, shit happens like the day of.
Yeah, you are kind of a flake when it comes to events. Like I'm
fucking exhausted.
You are that guy.
But people get really pissed about that. You're exhausted? Well, fuck you. And I'm not that kind of guy. I forgive. I'm very forgiving. You know, shit happens. It's not the end of the world. I'll see you some other time. It's all good.
It's but a lot of fucking annoying. And it doesn't happen to you. And that's why you're okay with it. If it happened to you all the time, you would not be so forgiving.
True. That's true.
If you were making events all the time and people were saying they'd show up and not showing up, you would not be so cool and calm about this. It would be fucking annoying.
I have this friend who he's in a band and they don't play a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he set up this event, like we're playing a show, and a fuck ton of people said they were showing up, and nobody showed up. And he lost it on Facebook. Yeah. But he did it in the wrong way. Like he started posting, I don't know if I told you, he started posting shit like, okay, which one of you are my real friends? You know, that's a status update. Like, oh, you fuck. You could have at least messaged them all individually. Or at least updated, hey, fuck y'all.
I've seen people post, people I don't really talk to, but they're my Facebook friends.
Yeah.
I've seen posts come up where people are like, so there are too many haters on here or whatever. So if you're my real friend, you would respond to this, you know, you would comment on this and whoever doesn't comment, I'm going to go through and delete them all.
Yeah.
Cause I got to get rid of the fucking haters, which is nonsense to begin with. Because if you're a real hater, you just comment on that. So they don't delete you and then keep being a dick. But, I've seen that's nonsense. That's bullshit. But I'd be pissed too. Like if I was in a band and I said I was playing a show and all my friends said they'd show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then none of them did?
None of them, yeah.
It'd be bad enough, you know, it would hurt my feelings enough if just nobody showed up, but they all said they weren't going to show up.
Yeah.
But fuck, don't tell me you're going to come and then not come. That's the most annoying fucking thing in the world.
Like 36 people attending, and he was playing with other bands, and all their friends showed up. So they get up, they're playing, nobody gives a shit because they don't know who these people are. There's no one to, like, support them, you know?
Yeah.
But he just went about it the wrong way. Well, I would have been pissed too, but it's like, I wouldn't have. Ugh.
I think in your situation, your best bet is to always click maybe or no. Even if you're positive you're going to show up, just click maybe.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when you're going to be on your period or whatever it is that happens to you on the day of every time.
I'm a little sleepy. I'm a little snoozy. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are that guy.
I know.
I've done that,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I just had a burger. And I'm kind of full now, you know, and I'm ready for a nap. I don't know.
I can't keep my eyes open.
I don't know if I can make it to your wedding.
Yeah. I know I said I've known you since you were two.
I know, but, I was supposed to be the best man.
It was a big burger.
And I was supposed to give a speech and everything, but I don't know. It was a big burger and it had onions on it. Now my breath is weird. And I could brush my teeth, but who knows if they'll get it all. I don't know. Yeah. Just click maybe.
Yeah.
Just cut it out.
But back to real quick, back to the people that show up to a social gathering and don't give any input.
Yeah.
Next time I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to let nature take its course. You know, you don't want to talk. I'm just going to sit there and do my thing. You know, I'm going to rub my dick. I don't give a shit. I'll be right there rubbing my dick and nobody says a fucking word. I'm not going to save the fucking party anymore. I'm done.
You need to have
sick of this shit.
An emergency alcohol supply for these
kinds
of things.
I had a ton of beer, man.
Really?
Nobody drank one.
It was a baby shower. You should have had wine coolers.
Fuckers. Yeah, yeah.
Or fucking Zimas. You should resurrect Zima because that doesn't exist anymore. But
yeah,
you should have had an emergency cachet of wine coolers that you could bust out when all these fuckers weren't talking to each other.
I should have laced the fucking cookies. I should have. Then we'd all be.
It would have turned into a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
You should have treated it like a bachelorette party. Just penis-shaped macaroni noodles and penis-crazy straws. Just everything, basically.
It got so awkward. I was grabbing balloons that look like dicks and just running around with them like on my crotch. It was so bad.
You ever think maybe that's why nobody was talking? They're just staring at you like, what the fuck? This is a baby shower and he's just making everything into a dick.
Maybe. I don't know.
Why is this man naked at this baby shower? Yeah.
But thank God for the cats, because when it gets real tense in a room and you're invited somewhere and it's just tense, there's always the cat that breaks the ice.
Yeah.
Like,
bitches
he's
love
cute.
Cats.
Ooh, he's purring. Ooh, he's a black cat. Yes. And then it just breaks the ice. You know, we just talk about this fucking cat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's always good to have a cat around. Yeah. You never know.
People love to come over and play with your cats.
And if they're playing with the cat, you know they want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
you know
that is true.
So it's like, just go, man. Just.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like that Aldi didn't want to have a baby shower. People insisted and then they didn't really want to be there. But whatever. Hold on a second. You want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
Welcome back, everybody.
We're back.
So there hasn't been much in the way of interaction this past
week. I'm well aware. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't blame people. I don't, you know, I assume people just get busy or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
But I was a little annoyed that there wasn't more interaction on Facebook because I finally learned how to pronounce IAIN and now I have no reason to show it off.
Yeah.
Because he didn't comment on the Facebook. But, Dan Bambi.
Yes.
Who actually is IAIN, which I'm not going to tell you how it's pronounced because he didn't post, didn't give me a reason to. But apparently in the forums, he asked why we haven't been reading his Twitter posts. And I didn't know he'd been posting things to Twitter. It turns out he had his thing set to private.
Yeah.
Which, why would you set a Twitter account to private? Are you using it to for emergency contacts for family members or something? What are you using it for? Are you using it to post child pornography? Why would you need it to be private? But anyway, he had it set to private and he didn't know it. So now we fixed that and I was able to go back and see his last few Twitter posts.
Yes.
So I'll address those now. How
Sounds
about that?
Good.
The oldest one was, is this really stupid or really, really awesome? And then he links to a video. Or really, really, really boring for a podcast. Damn Bambi. And it was a video of people driving around in circles in this big wooden pit You've probably seen something like it before. It's a bunch of people on motorcycles and
like in Mexico
and a couple of cars. Yeah. And there's like at the top, at the lip of the circle, there are a bunch of spectators just watching these people drive around in circles, and they're driving like on the walls of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool, I think, but I think as both the people doing the driving and the people watching, it would only be cool for like a minute. You know, like if you were on the motorcycle driving around in circles, it'd be really cool to feel like I'm driving so fast in this little circle that I'm driving on the walls.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome for like a minute.
Yeah.
Then you're still going in this same circle, probably getting a little dizzy. And, you know, I'd be ready to stop.
Yeah.
And the same thing for the people up at the top. It's like, wow, they're driving. Like, it looks kind of cool to be driving sideways like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're just still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well be staring at a still photo. So.
And it doesn't help that you know these fuckers just eat shit and sleep this activity every day. They wake up, they do this. They wake up, they do this.
I've been practicing driving in a circle for years, and I'm finally starting to get good at it.
And everybody up there is like, ooh, and they're like handing out money, like cash money, and they'll drive around and grab the money, you know?
They just, oh, I haven't seen that. That at least makes it kind of interactive.
Yeah, but but the whole idea of them... You know, they do this every day, just ruins it for me. I don't know. It's like tourism, you know? It's like, hey, check out me, you know, spitting fire. Oh my God, that's so cool. But you do this every day.
They should
it just ruins it for
strippers
me.
On the motorcycles.
Yeah.
And you have to
there
try to
go.
Stick the money in their thong as they drive past.
So it's like a game.
Yeah, it adds a level of difficulty and a level of danger because they have no protective gear on. Makes it more exciting for everyone.
And
that
titties.
Could probably keep me entertained for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes. An extra minute or so.
Yeah. So, meh.
Meh.
Basically, meh.
Yeah.
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 The that next one was, got asked about my Idge Hat t-shirt today. Ooh. Dude asked what kind of music you play. It was awkward trying to explain what you guys do.
How is it awkward? They do a podcast.
I think because people don't know what podcasts are.
What that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's gotten better over the years. I think at this point... if it's somebody that you are hanging around with, you know, somebody you're actually friends with, chances are they have similar enough interests to you that they at least know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
But there are still a ton of people who have no idea.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And so usually I don't explain it to people very often because most of those kind of people that I would have to explain it to, I don't care if they know about it.
Yeah.
Because...
obviously wouldn't be into it.
They probably won't check it out. And if they did check it out, they either wouldn't get it or they'd hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do have to explain it to somebody like that, I usually just say it's internet radio.
Yeah.
And they kind of get that. They know what radio is and they know what the internet is. And if you tell them it's like radio on the internet, and if you need to go like one step further, just tell them it's in MP3 format. They know what that is because that's how I get all my illegal musics.
Yep.
So
I know what you're talking about. Yay.
Yeah. But it is funny that they just assumed it was a band.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw a logo just says Idge Hat, I just had a terrible thought. And then I had to guess what that was.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would guess it was a band. I don't think I'd be able to guess what it was.
I wear my shirt every once in a while. And I always get random people asking. They assume it's a band because why would I sport a podcast on a t-shirt? That's just unheard of.
I don't know. Why do people wear Nike gear?
I don't know. Yeah,
or like
true.
Fucking Coca-Cola shirts.
But it's like the easiest guess, I guess.
Yeah.
What kind of band is that? Are they metal? Are they hard? Are they good?
I don't know. And the last one he posted was, why do some folk suit nicknames better than others? Make some up for people you know without them. Orion, make one up for Kyle.
Ooh.
It's a good question. Why do some folks suit nicknames better than others? There are some people who have just multiple nicknames. Like people are giving them new nicknames all the time. There are people who if you meet them for the first time, you might not even know what their real name is because nobody ever calls them by it. But I've never really had a nickname.
My ideal nickname for you is Skiles because like after Teen Wolf, you know, with Michael J. Fox, there was a... what was his name? Styles.
Styles, yeah.
But Kyle Skiles, because you were that, you know, you're the cool.
I think you've said that before too, but you've never put it into practice.
I haven't.
And
because no one's behind me.
That's happened to me before. Like John, my current roommate, at one point was calling me Cape. Like he decided that was my nickname was Cape.
Okay.
And he gave one to you too. It was O'Ron.
Mm.
something.
Yeah.
But they never really stuck because nobody, because he, even he didn't really use them. He didn't call us that. He only did that when, like, he gave me a mix CD once that said cape.
Yeah.
On it, for cape or whatever.
Like with a K.
Yeah. K A P.
I don't get it. Yeah.
You know, he's just making up nicknames, but for some reason, they never stick with me.
Yeah.
The closest I ever had was Kylo
with
an O on the end, which I still use for things sometimes on the internet. But the only person who ever consistently called me that was, like my girlfriend's,
because
it sounds like a pet name. It sounds kind of cute.
Hey, Kylo.
My mom used to call me Kylie when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah. You know, it's fine. But yeah, I never really, none of my friends ever really gave me nicknames. I think part of it is, I think a lot of times people get nicknames because their regular name is too hard for stupid people. Which is, I say stupid people because I've never had an issue. There's never been anyone I've known where I was like, that name, fuck you. I can't do it. I cannot call you that. There are other people who kind of get their last name as a nickname. Like for whatever reason, like if people called you Brower, like they do that to your brother, right?
Oh, yeah.
People call your brother Brower.
That's what he's known by in the town he lives in. Like everybody, yeah.
Nobody's ever done that
Brower,
with me.
What up?
I think maybe the reason nobody's ever done that with me is because my last name just doesn't suit it. My last name doesn't is kind of shitty. Yeah. Like
Aldrich.
I've talked about that before. It's kind of a clunky thing to say. Aldrich.
But it's also a certain type of person that uses the last name. It's like, it's always in a hick town, you know?
I don't think they usually choose, though. Like, it's usually other people do it to them.
Yeah.
They start calling them by their last name. I don't really know why some people get... I think some people just... They just seem like they need a nickname. Like they're kind of goofy, or they
maybe their name's just too lame, you know, too boring.
Yeah, and sometimes the nickname is born out of something they've done.
Yep.
Like I don't know. Like if you wet the bed all the time, somebody might call you Piss Pants.
Yeah.
But make up nicknames for people you know without them who don't have nicknames. Let's see.
I know Aldi. With everyone she knows, and she didn't create this, but everybody, even to this day, she calls them by their name, but then follows it with balls. Like, hey, Kyle Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Not with you, though. It's got a flow, like John.
Yeah.
Hey, John Balls.
John Balls.
Jim Balls.
Yeah.
Jerry Balls.
We know a person, a girl named Sammy, and I call her Sam Balls.
Sam Balls, yeah.
I always spell it with a Z.
Was it you that started that?
I don't.
Because it's
don't
catching
know.
On. A lot of people are saying that now.
I'm pretty sure I got that from somewhere. I don't think I made
it
up. Aldi, I like to call Aldo.
Yeah.
And I know I know John made that up.
Aldo. Every time I say that, because it just flows. Hey, Aldo, what's up? You know.
Sometimes informal. I extend it and I call her Aldo Bosno. I like to pretend Bosno or Bosnio is her last name.
Mm-hmm. Bosnio.
Yeah, sometimes I just call her Bosnio.
Yeah.
But that's like, yeah, see.
It's like a superhero, yeah.
I'm way more likely to make up nicknames for other people than I am to have a nickname made up for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. John doesn't have a nickname, really. He reads a lot. To call him... I could see people calling him the professor.
Yeah.
What's up, professor? Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
We should start that.
Our friend Seth should, I don't know, I don't give a fuck about bringing up his last name, but
yeah.
I don't see him as Seth as much as I see him as his full name. I don't know why, it just flows.
Well, okay, we have, actually, I don't even know if it's fair to call him a friend anymore because I haven't talked to him in forever.
Yeah.
But I used to live with a guy named Seth, and his full name is Seth, I think, Benjamin Doe, Seth B. Doe. And whenever he does anything... pseudo-professionally, like he kind of is a writer, and so when he writes things, when he starts blogs and stuff, he always uses Seth B. Doe.
Yeah,
I think he does it because it sounds like a writer's name to him. But I like to call him Seth Bado, like it's just B with an apostrophe and Doe. Or people would call him Sethamin T. Bear. I think John started that.
Sethamin T. Bear.
Yeah. And he didn't like that.
I wonder why. But yeah, I saw Seth Bidot the other day. I rarely say Seth. I don't know how that sticks. It's weird. It's got to be used by like more than just you, I guess. Where it feels okay to say it, you know, and then it sticks.
Yeah, it has to be funny or clever enough that other people hear it and then they like it.
Yes.
And they want to use it too. This isn't really a nickname, but when my old roommate Mike was here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. My fan just fell over. When my old roommate Dead. Mike was here, he was constantly playing Halo and football games and yelling nigger at people on the internet.
Yeah.
And I thought about once doing a Let's Play of Minecraft, but pretending to be Mike and pretending this was something he did. Yeah. Like he Let's Played first-person shooters all the time. Mm-hmm. And somebody had recommended this new first-person shooter to him called Minecraft. Yeah. And I was going to have an intro with like, let the bodies hit the floor, you know, or
Nickelback
some kind of,
or something,
And I was going to use the name, I forget exactly. It would have been like Big Dick Halo Mike 69 or something like that.
Halo Mike has definitely stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's Halo Mike. Because with the people I work with, they were, a lot of them are still friends with Mike. And they all play Xbox online and shit. And they would give him shit because he was all about Halo, whereas his friends were all about Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. And they'd get into these arguments. So it just fit like Halo Mike. He's mm-hmm. the fag that likes Halo, whereas Call of Duty's so cool, you know, fuck Halo.
Yeah, I think both of those games are garbage. But yeah. I like the idea of just calling him Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think partially because I really like it when people intentionally, but it seems like a mistake just to annoy people when they call characters by the name of the thing that they appear in. Mm-hmm. Like when people call Master Chief, when they just call him Halo, like that's his name.
Yeah.
Or when people call Link Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a TV show called Justified. And I've heard people call the main character of that TV show Justified. Like, and then Justified.
You retard.
No, they do it on purpose. And I think it's really funny when they do it. So I think that's partially why I like the idea of just calling Mike Halo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know many other people that people listening to the show would know who need nicknames.
Yeah. Every girl I used to know, I would just use the first letter of their name and then end it with Licious.
Oh, like, nice.
There was a girl that we know. There's a girl that we know named Jessica, and I would call her J Licious.
Yeah. That's slightly creepier when you factor in when you factor in the fact that you have thought about having sex with every girl you've ever met.
So delicious, every girl I know, J-licious is.
God, what was I just? I was just thinking about something, and you made me forget, you asshole. What were we saying right before J-licious? We're talking about Halo Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what was it? Oh, no, I was thinking about people in the forums and stuff, like Marleykins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Marleykins is obviously already a nickname. Mm-hmm. Her name is Maria, mm-hmm. but when...
Wagner.
Back before she hated me, when we would occasionally chat on AIM, I would like inventing new nicknames. That's another thing I like to do is when people have made a nickname for themselves.
It's already stuck, yeah.
And I refuse to use it. Like I would call her Marlo Man or Marley Man.
Yep.
I called her
Marley Man.
I think I called her Marlon Wayans at one point. I like
Marley
stuff
Cake.
Like that. Yeah. Marley Cake. Yeah. I think John started that one too. John's Marley good Cake. At nicknames.
Oh yeah.
We should have him on and do nickname cast sometime. Just do nicknames for an entire hour. What did you say for me? My nickname?
Skiles.
Skiles, that was right.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Skiles it is.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's see if it catches on this all time. Right. So that's all of those Twitter things from Mr. Damn Bambi. On the Facebook, Eris Cousins says, even with all the fancy medical screening and technological magic we can perform today, it is still protocol in my town's local blood bank to turn down people who look gay. I'm just mad because it keeps my fag roommates from paying their goddamn rent. And then he linked to an article that explains that this guy, who isn't even gay, but just seemed gay, he went to donate blood and they wouldn't let him. Because he seemed gay.
Yeah.
And I guess the reasoning is it's kind of an old law, but it is a law. But the reasoning is that, you know, gay people are more likely to have AIDS.
Yeah.
And at the time that the law was...
More probable. You know, it's a safe bet.
Right. And at the time that the law was enacted, the screening wasn't there. They couldn't just take your blood and then go, oh, shit, this is full of AIDS.
Yeah.
So they had to just guess and hope you didn't have AIDS.
What about the guys with the big chest hair? You know, the big teddy bear gays.
Yeah.
Like
bears have been donating AIDS blood for decades.
With the big mustache and beards. I love the dick.
It'd be pretty funny to turn a guy who looked like a lumberjack away because he seemed gay. I don't know. You just seem gay to me, man.
Yeah.
Like you're overcompensating. I know you rode up on a Harley, but you just seem like a faggot.
What a faggot.
Get out of my sight. You disgust me. But it is kind of ridiculous. I guess it's been a law for like
what are these people doing
years.
In these offices, yeah, of Congress in this town? I don't know.
And at this point, they Hello? Test... Like, it was kind of nonsense from the beginning because like people just thought having AIDS was a gay disease.
Yeah.
It wasn't even really true. It may have been true that more gay people had AIDS mm-hmm. at the time.
I think it was statistically true. Yeah.
But it wasn't like they got it because they were gay. You know, like AIDS loves gay people. It just happened to be that way mm-hmm. statistically at the time. And AIDS doesn't discriminate. So it's kind of silly for you to discriminate. But I kind of get it because, you know, they couldn't screen for it. Well, now they can and they do.
Yeah, so change the law.
They're not just taking your blood and going, well, fingers crossed, and throwing it on the pile.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason for it
anymore. There's no reason other than the fact that they're sticking to their roots. You know, we hate the fags. We just don't want to openly say it. So we'll keep this law around as long as possible.
Yeah, I wonder if there's maybe like some conservative religious shit going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want no fag blood in me. Mm-hmm. As if, like, I guess the blood contains genetic material. And if you believe that being gay is genetic, which it is, then you could have gay genes put in your body. But that's not how that works. You know, it's not like the gay blood cells get in there and butt fuck your regular blood cells and pass the gay genes on. You know, it just flows around in your body for a while until you make new blood.
The blood transfusion was a success. Oh, man, I really want to dance right now.
Oh, God, I need a dick.
I feel empty.
So I guess that must be what it is, right? People are afraid of gay blood.
Yep.
But it just doesn't make sense. Would you rather have gay blood or die? If you would rather die, then I guess die.
Yeah.
But I mean, this isn't right. But wouldn't it be better, at least a little bit, to take the gay blood, but mark it as gay blood so that people could refuse a gay blood transfusion if they were an asshole?
This will be cheaper for your insurance.
I would rather die than take your fag blood.
Yeah.
I guess people have been lying, you know, like, no, I'm totally not gay. So that they can
but
give
they
blood.
They say it all gay. Yeah.
I'm totally not gay. Jeez, you guys.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you would even ask that.
I love the JJ.
I am such a fan of labia. You guys like labia, right? I mean, I like labia.
I'm the biggest fan of labia.
That's the best part, right?
Yeah.
The labia.
Ew, gross. I mean, love it.
It's just so silly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just don't want to.
And I guess they've tried. Like, people have tried to rectify this. Like,
To
change the law.
But
people have tried to change the law, and it keeps getting voted down. They're like, fuck you,
faggot. What kind of piece of shit are you?
We don't want your fag blood. They should they should take the blood, but then designate it as a biological weapon. and just, like, spray it from fire hoses on the KKK and stuff.
Oh, God.
Or, like, they can use it in the Middle East, where they're like, they don't even like women.
Yeah.
They hate gays. They don't even, I think Iran,
mm-hmm.
the president or whatever at one point said, we don't have gays over here. It just doesn't happen. So like if we ever get in a conflict, just hose them down with gay blood and they all will commit suicide. It'll be like a self-honor killing. Problem solved.
I love the idea of like if there's a riot going on like in the South. Oh. We better break this up, fellas. They're going to bust out the gay blood.
Oh, no. Yeah, just
hose us
fly
down.
Over with a crop duster. Just sprinkling a gay bloody mist over the crowd.
No.
Disperse.
They wouldn't even know that word.
Yeah. Run. Yeah. So gay blood is a weapon.
Yeah. Goddamn.
In other news, or just in news, you want to hear a story of a boy? A story of a boy. A 13-year-old boy was accused of attempting to rape his mother early Wednesday morning.
Oh, no.
According to Buffalo police. This is from buffalonews.com. The victim told police that her son subjected her to sexual conduct about 3:30 a.m. while she was sleeping.
Oh, man.
According to Orion, this isn't rape, so case dismissed.
Oh, God.
That sexual contact woke her up, and the boy told his mother, I'm sorry, mommy, according to the complaint. He then locked himself in the bathroom before fleeing on foot. police said. The woman went to Women and Children's Hospital where a rape kit was processed, said police, adding that the boy has been charged.
Ooh.
What a situation. God,
yeah. Jesus.
The first comment underneath it was, bet you there's more to this story. And I'm thinking there must be, yeah, too. Yeah. I can't imagine this is the first, this is the beginning of an incident. Yeah. Like, everything was fine until that one night that her little boy was like, you know what? I'm going to get my dick wet. Yeah, he goes into mommy's room and mounts her.
There's boundaries, even after you black out, you know, just deep embedded in your mind. Shit not to do. Like fuck your mom.
Yeah. But she was sleeping, so, you know.
Maybe he was really drunk and his mom's really hot. I don't know.
Maybe he thought she'd be into it.
I kind of get the curiosity, like, when you're young like that and you're going through puberty and you just, all kinds of sick shit will enter your head.
Yeah.
It, depending. But it definitely entered my head. Like, oh my God.
I kind of wonder sometimes if, like, my sister was smoking hot, mm-hmm, if I'd just be a fucking pervert. But, like, I was lucky enough
to masturbate
that she
to her. Oh, yeah. God.
Well, because I've heard people say that, you know, there's this kind of inborn thing, this instinctual thing that that causes you to not want to fuck your family members.
Yeah.
And that part of it comes from just the fact that you were raised around them.
Mm.
And maybe that's true. That's but I wonder, though, because, like, like dogs,
oh, yeah,
or cats, like, you guys have had cats that were related and fucked each other, they lived together their whole lives. Yep. And they're not humans, so maybe it's different, but I wonder.
Hmm. God damn.
Luckily, my sister's not hot.
Yeah.
So I really dodged a bullet there.
This reminds me of when I see ugly babies.
Yeah.
Like, that people show me.
I always fuck that baby.
No, I'm like, did you fuck your brother? I mean, look at that fucking thing.
Well, to be fair, like, how old a baby are we? We're talking about babies, right? Like, before they're walking around and stuff. None of them are cute.
Underbite, you know, just fucking.
Especially newborns. Newborns are not cute.
Yeah.
Fuck you. They are not cute. None of them.
He looks just like me. No.
They look all like disgusting little old men.
Yeah.
They look like Benjamin Button, you know?
They always look pissed off, yeah.
Except for those, what do they call them? Grumpy. Harlequin babies? Now, those are hot. Mm, have you seen those? They're the ones that look like they're inside out and they're all cracked.
Oh, Jesus.
They have, like, the those bloody red eyes and cracked white skin.
They always make me kind of, when I've seen those photos,
yeah,
I get hungry and I want to grab some salt. Just sprinkle it on it. It screams a little, but
I want to grab a chip. I want to peel one of the flakes off and use it like a tortilla chip, dip it in its eyeball.
Oh, God.
This baby salsa is good.
Oh, God.
What if they really did just taste delicious, but nobody knows because nobody's tried it?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so bad. At least they'd have some use because they usually die really early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need
filler up.
We need more uses for dead babies. there's more shit. Like, Georgia cops bust 10-year-old's lemonade stand.
Oh no.
There's a video with this one. Hopefully,
it's all about the kids getting in trouble.
Let's see if it plays an ad.
Doors. Now, WJCL News at 11.
Midway police bust none other than a lemonade stand because the three girls running it did not have a business license. Good evening, everyone. I'm Casey Jones.
And I'm Jennifer Andrews. Three young girls thought if they sold enough lemonade, well, they can make enough money to go to the water park. Unfortunately, they thought wrong. Maura Kennedy joins us live in the studio with the latest. Maura, this is an incredible story.
It's kind of sad.
This is an incredible story.
Fucking incredible.
It's kind of sad.
Actually, I mean, to think, whenever you see a lemonade stand, you get really happy and you smile.
Yeah, me too. Whenever I see a lemonade stand, I fucking beam. I have to pull over because I'm just too excited. I get out, I do a lap around the car. I go, I buy all the lemonade they have. I jerk off. Fucking cum everywhere.
Oh,
it's just the best feeling whenever I see a lemonade stand.
Sweet. And exactly what these three girls were doing when they were setting up their lemonade stand. The sellers, well, they actually are the three girls. They hope to make every cup just right, but Midway police say they're breaking city law and they have to go.
Yeah, they're showing the little girls setting up their lemonade stand now, which is kind of cruel if you think about it, because the news wasn't there when it happened.
Yeah.
They're showing the little girls setting up the lemonade stand
like a reenactment
for no reason. Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, reenact this horrible, painful memory of your dreams being shattered.
Three girls' dream of going to a water park was quickly put to an end after Midway police shut it down.
Kind of crazy that we couldn't sell lemonade, so. But it was fun and stuff, but we had to listen to the cops and shut it down.
The girls had only been open for one day before Midway's police chief and an officer cruised by and saw the stand.
They told us to shut it down.
Shut it down. Did they tell you why they're going to shut it down?
Yeah.
Telling them, look, we understand you guys are young, but still, you're breaking the law.
And this
we
is a cop.
We can't let you do it anymore. The law is the law, and we have to be consistent with how we enforce the laws.
By city ordinance, the girls must have a business license, food, and vendor's permit in order to set up shop.
Now, I think I did a lemonade stand or a Kool-Aid stand or something when I was a kid once and made like zero money.
Yeah.
But they're right. Like, you can't just, I know kids do it and they get away with it, but every time they do it, they're breaking the law. You can't just go out in your front yard and sell food. Yeah. You can't do it.
It's such an extreme attention to detail, like the technicality.
Sure,
it's like,
it is, but cops aren't supposed to selectively enforce the law. A cop isn't supposed to drive by a rape and go, but that woman's a bitch. You know, they're not supposed to do that. That's not how that's supposed to work. If anything, if you're going to defend the lemonade stand, what I think is that there should be exceptions to this business license thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to say it's okay to have a lemonade stand, then put in the law that it's okay to have a lemonade stand.
Makes sense, yeah.
Don't just leave it up to the cops and then cross your fingers that they're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
The cops did everything right here.
Yeah.
I do think it's kind of weird, though, that you need a business license. Like, I understand why you're serving food. Maybe if you're doing it wrong, you could be making people sick and stuff, and then it's hard to hold you accountable because
that must be it. Yeah.
You're not a business, you're not licensed or whatever. I saw an episode of The Torkelsons once. Have you seen that show?
The Torkelsons.
It was this sitcom with this weird like country family that it was. I think I used to watch it on the Disney Channel, but I think even then it was already in syndication. And I don't know where the fuck it aired before that.
Yeah,
it was this weird, stupid, fucking country family, and It like went through two incarnations too. Like the first one, it was just the weird country family. And the second incarnation, they like moved in with some rich people, some city folks.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany Murphy was one of the cast members. She was one of the city folk daughters. You remember Brittany Murphy?
She's dead
now. Yeah, she was there. But anyway, they had an episode where they were having their annual like vegetable sale. Every year they grew their own vegetables and sold them in town. And then the horrible police showed up to shut that down. And everybody kind of fought against it. And eventually, I think they won.
Yeah.
But it wasn't legal. It was like they just browbeat the cops until they were like, fuck you. Do what you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's like pissing your pants, but getting cited for urinating in public, you know?
No, it's not. It's like selling stuff without a business license and then getting fined for selling stuff.
Yeah, but it is what it is. I mean,
they didn't get fined. They didn't get arrested. They got shut down.
Fucking lemonade.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to be doing that. And I'm okay with people having lemonade stands.
They're not old enough to have a business license.
Well, that's the thing.
Fucking 13 years old.
They're not supposed to be doing it. If we're going to say it's okay, then say it's okay. Put it in the law that it's okay.
All right. I agree.
Fuck you, Orion. Fuck you.
The city says they want to see everyone safe and healthy, and there's no exceptions to that.
We were not aware of how the lemonade was made, who made the lemonade, or what the lemonade was made with. So we did act accordingly by city ordinance.
It's almost like they're just, I don't know, they don't have anything better to do. I'm going to let it go. I'm trying to teach them good. And I don't think if I keep on and on and on that it's going to teach them a good thing.
So,
see, that was the mother of one of the girls or whatever. Mm-hmm. I kind of disagree with what she was saying, though, because what she's saying is like, you know what? I'm not going to put up a fight. I'm not going to contest this or anything because I don't want to cause a fuss. I think that'll be teaching the girls the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I think the mom should do here is not put up a fight in the sense that, fuck you, my girls can do what they want. You're ruining everyone's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But she should take a little bit of time out and say, and like go down to the city hall or whatever and petition, get some other faggot mothers with her and petition to make to make an alteration to the law that says
reform it.
Yeah, that the lemonade stands are okay.
Yeah.
And that actually teaches your girls good things, that, you know, if there's an unjust law or a discrepancy somewhere or whatever, that you can actively make changes to it.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good opportunity to teach a lesson rather than just say, well, you know what? Shit happens sometimes. Yeah. Fuck it.
I'm too lazy. I'm
sometimes
hungry.
You're going to have to suck a dick.
Yeah.
You know? So in that case, I think it's sort of, it could be, you could spin it into a good thing, like a learning opportunity.
Totally agree.
The law wins, and what started out as three girls' dream of a fun summer business is now just a piece of plywood.
The permits and licenses would cost the girls $50 a day, plus an extra $180 a year. Since the lemonade stand was shut down, the girls have been doing extra chores and yard work to make the money for the water park.
I kind of think, since the families, everybody seems to think this is bullshit.
Yeah.
That the parents should just go, okay, we'll fucking pay for your water park ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
Jesus, like how, yeah.
Unless go they're all that super trouble. Poor.
Yeah.
Which I doubt. I think the whole idea was like, well, this will be a good opportunity for them to learn a lesson.
Yeah. I did it when I was a kid. Yeah.
And I'm sure the parents were like, yeah, go out there, start, do a lemonade stand, make the money yourself. And then they went out and they did what their parents said and they got shut down by the law.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, mom. You know, like this was your fucking idea and it was illegal.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
I do get that it's ridiculous, the idea of paying $50 a day. I think they should be able to do it, but I also think it's fucking illegal.
Yeah.
And that the, like, it's weird to me to cast the cops in this light. Like, they are such assholes. They're the enemy here. Potentially, it didn't happen, but potentially, they could have driven by the lemonade stand. Maybe even stopped to get some lemonade to like encourage the kids and be nice and everything. And everybody would have loved them if they did that. If the police came by and bought a lemonade to support the kids and then went about their way, then maybe somebody comes by later, gets a lemonade, gets sick. It becomes a huge fucking ordeal. Somehow the cops get involved. And because they didn't shut it down, now they're in trouble.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
And they're not just bullies.
Yeah. And I can picture everybody getting pissed because they're not thinking that way. And we had a friend in fucking high school. He would hang out with like the congresswoman. I forget her name, Debbie Stabenow or some shit.
Okay.
But he would come back and share stories. And he said, you wouldn't believe how many, there's obviously just so many fucking laws out there. And there, a lot of them are flawed. And they'll get some of these proposed bills to change laws.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh shit, we didn't even know that was retarded. Like all these laws out there. They're just sitting in a book written, you know, people don't really have any idea.
You hear sometimes about ridiculous laws that are still on the books.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like there are books full of these ridiculous laws. Like apparently, I think this was true in Michigan. At some point, it might be gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, there was a law that said, like, you could get 10 cents or a quarter or something for every dead rat you brought to a city building.
Oh, God.
And I guess, you know, it stemmed from some kind of rat infestation or something. And, you know, every time
back in the 30s. Yeah.
Yeah. Something a ridiculously long time ago. And I think they finally got rid of it because some guy noticed this law on the books and started collecting dead rats and bringing them down to town. And there
that's
are,
awesome.
The thing is, there are so many laws. I think people think, you know, if you're a politician or a lawyer, you studied law, you know all the laws.
Yeah.
You don't. Nobody does. There are too
hundreds
many.
Hundreds of thousands of them. Yeah.
Nobody, like lawyers and politicians might know more of them than you do, but nobody knows them all. And so that's why things like dead rats, you know, just get ignored after a while.
Yep.
It's not relevant. It doesn't come up. So people just don't know it's there. I forget where I was going with that, what my point was, but.
Got your point.
Yeah.
I'm totally behind you, yeah. Go cops.
Go cops.
Fuck those bitches.
Austin Trees sent us a news article.
Oh, no.
Robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept as a sex slave for 3 days, fed only Viagra.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a wet dream for Orion.
No.
A Russian man who tried to rob a hair salon ended up as the victim when the female shop owner overpowered him, tied him up naked, and then used him as a sex slave for 3 days.
Oh, I thought it was a guy that like held the guy captive and fed him fire.
No, it was a chick. Now it's a fantasy.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there.
Sorry, Aldi. I couldn't help it. I was tied up. Victor Jasinski, 32, admitted to police that he had gone to the salon in Meshchevsk, Russia, with the, it's like all consonants.
How do you say that?
Meshchevsk.
Close enough.
Russia with the intention of robbing it. So he shows up to rob the place, and this bitch kicks his ass, ties him up naked, and then fucks him. Like, that's a special kind of crazy. Like, it's one thing to kick his ass. Like, that's already a kind of good story. Like, he came into the salon to rob it, and this chick just beats his ass. But then, what switch flips in your mind when you're defending yourself from a robbery, and then at some point it goes from defending yourself to...
Wait a minute.
Good, I've been looking for somebody to tie up and fuck.
Yep.
And she was feeding him Viagra, presumably because I think it's harder to rape a guy for a chick just because you got to get him to get a boner.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's feeding him Viagra and just fucking his brains out, I guess.
Oh, man.
It's one of those stories that, like, because of the weird gender double standard,
yes,
I could imagine guys, like, he goes to prison for trying to rob her and guys, like, not getting it. Like, you were tied up and fucked for days. Like, oh, poor baby.
I'm going to shank this asshole. What a crybaby.
Yeah, I got shanked last week, and this fucking asshole's complaining about having a lot of sex. Yeah. What a prick.
And let's not forget, this fucker wanted to rob a hair salon.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why he's so upset about it, because he's gay.
Easy money.
There's a picture of the lady, I think, with her face pixeled out.
Oh, shit.
But
can I see?
She doesn't look like a fat, horrible, ugly bitch. So, you know... I guess it wouldn't be so terrible. I mean, it would be terrible, though, to be tied up for days, fed only Viagra, constant hard-ons. Like, you take Viagra, and there's a possibility that, I forget what it's called, but priapism, where, like, you get a boner that lasts for more than 4 hours, mm-hmm. call, you know, the doctor immediately. And if it lasts for too long, you have to get the blood drained out of it with a needle.
Jesus, yeah.
And she's feeding him only Viagra for, like, days.
And probably nothing else, like no food, water.
Yeah.
Jesus, that would suck.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
I don't give a shit how hot she is. Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. And if she tied him up and was like using him as a sex slave, who's to say if she was doing other crazy shit, like whipping him and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Dominatrix shit.
Squeezing his balls with
You ever
his
see
toes?
Dominatrix videos on the internet? Like when you're looking for porn?
I know they're out there, but I've never...
I always see thumbnails for them.
I steer clear of those.
I have watched them, but I don't, because they creep me out.
Yeah.
There's something gross about them. I've kind of been noticing... I was thinking about this earlier today. Mm-hmm. This is a weird thing to say, but because I was watching Weeds.
Yeah.
And the chick, whose name I can't think of right now, but the main character mm-hmm. on Weeds, Mary Louise Parker is mm-hmm. the actress. She's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But her character on Weeds kind of grosses me out.
Really?
Like, she's always doing weird shit. Like, in this episode, she had to pee,
mm-hmm.
and she was in this, her brother-in-law got this new apartment, which is like this big, it used to be a club, and it's all torn down because it's kind of half under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And she's there, she has to pee, he points her to the bathroom, which is not a room. The mm-hmm. walls are torn down,
yeah.
so it's in the same room that he's in.
Yeah.
And she just goes over and, like, pulls her underwear down and squats and takes a piss while they're having a conversation.
Ew.
And I guess this makes me a weird prude, but that grosses me out.
Yeah.
Something about the weird casual nature with which she does it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't give a fuck. And there have been other things like that where, I don't know, she just kind of grosses me out. And it sort of reminds me of the Dominatrix videos. Like, nothing in particular is happening.
Okay.
To gross me out so much, like, a ball gag and some leather and a riding crop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's not like they're cutting each other open and, like, drinking their blood and, like, playing with their entrails. But it somehow just grosses me out. It just skeeves me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those kind of gimp suits, you know, the leather suits with, like, maybe there are holes for nipples, but there's a leather face mask with a zipper across the mm-hmm. mouth and stuff. Something about all that shit just... It's really like it grosses me out, like the same way it would gross me out to see somebody take a shit on a glass coffee table or something.
Yeah.
Okay. It just, that's something people do.
Yeah.
Like, somebody will get under the coffee table, somebody will get on the top and just smush a shit into it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that gets some people off, but it's the same thing. Like, it's the same feeling. Like, it just grosses me out. And I don't know why, because what is it? It's just some weird clothing.
Yeah.
It's just people into shit I'm not into.
The clothing is what puts me off. It's like, God, I must have been like 10 years old and I stayed up late and was watching something on Cinemax or whatever, you know, R-rated with nudity. And there was a nun and a priest and they were fucking, but he just lifted up the robe and, like, lifted up her skirt mm-hmm. and you couldn't see anything, but it didn't turn me on. And I had my dick out and I was waiting.
Yeah.
Like, I stayed up all this time at school tomorrow. God, just the, the dominatrix leather, like covering all that up, just doesn't do it for me.
Mm.
If they were naked, maybe. I don't know. I'm not into whipping. But
it's not the covering it up. I think it's like the connotations of the outfits.
Yeah.
Like, because
they're too silly.
You have said before that, like, it's a girl is hotter completely naked
yeah.
to you.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, like, certain little accessories and stuff can actually be hotter than a just fully naked yeah. chick. Like, a nice pair of heels or some stockings mm-hmm. or some stockings, yeah. lingerie or whatever.
Just a tie.
Can actually be hotter. Just a tie. Yeah. Actually, that would be kind of hot.
Yeah.
A chick in like a men's dress shirt with a tie and nothing else.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot.
God, what is it about that?
Mm. Or those like ridiculous, like athletic 70s style tube socks with a double colored stripe at the yep. top. Something kind of hot about that. Yeah. I don't know why.
God.
But anyway. What was I saying? But like the leather stuff, there's something specific about, like, I don't know if it's like early on in my childhood, I saw that somewhere yeah. in some gross context in a movie or something.
Yeah.
You know, like the scene in Pulp Fiction where they bring out the gimp, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. And the connotation is what, you know, turned me off to it or whatever. Yeah. But
I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns.
Really? Because I actually thought that was hot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer. I don't know.
I think Michelle Pfeiffer was a hot God. Lady back in the day.
I don't know, man.
Not so much now, but I thought she was a foxy
back
lady.
Back then you wanted to...
Yeah. Although cool they sort of cheated with the Catwoman thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but she had hip padding under the suit.
No, I didn't know that.
Like to give her a curvier figure because she yeah. was too much of a straight up and down non-curvy lady.
Oh,
so
man.
They padded her hips.
That's horrible. Yeah.
I'm a wealth of information, Ryan.
Yeah. My mic just went up.
Oh, no.
There we go.
There
but
we go.
I thought yeah. that Michelle Pfeiffer was hot.
Mm.
You didn't think ever?
No.
I had a thing for her. I was, when I was first starting to really jerk off and shit,
mm-hmm.
I had this like this Batman activity book for Batman Returns. And there were parts where there'd be
oh,
like...
No.
There was this section that would like have a paragraph that was part of a story. And then in the next part of the story, it was like excerpts from the script.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a blank where you were supposed to write the next part of the story.
Yeah.
And there was a spot to draw storyboards.
Yeah.
And I hope, nope, my parents never saw this or anything, but I would turn it into like, there'd be like, Batman and Catwoman meet on the roof of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to write the next part. And the next part is like Batman tears a hole in the crotch of her costume and fucks her. and I drew a picture of it. And I was a little kid and my drawing skills weren't that great to begin yeah. with.
God.
So it didn't look very good anyway, but it was also ridiculous because it was Batman. It was Catwoman laying down
mm-hmm.
and Batman laying down on top of her,
yeah.
you know, both horizontal. And Batman was in the Batman suit, except with no pants.
Oh, God.
And he was fucking Catwoman.
Can you imagine finding that as a parent?
Yeah, she might have had...
that would be the greatest.
It may not have been that the crotch was torn out. She might have had no pants either.
Okay.
Although it wasn't really a costume that was set up that way. But,
yeah. Pulling yeah. a pole on me.
Pulling a Paul
yeah,
on
just
you?
Just putting a hole in the pants? Yeah, good enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's different if a ghost does it during a struggle, Ryan. Clearly, if a ghost tore them off,
yeah.
then it's fine.
Then it's
Then
hot.
It's perfectly yeah. acceptable. I am not a pervert, okay?
Okay.
I just like it when chicks get ghost raped. There's nothing wrong God. With that.
Oh.
Fucking sexy ghosts.
Yeah.
What, how funny would it be if it wasn't so much like if Paul's enjoyment of that statue, mm-hmm. if you don't know what we're talking about, Pishu, listener Pishu posted a link to a figurine of an anime girl in a Ghostbusters costume with the crotch torn out
mm-hmm.
That he was thinking about buying. But how funny would it be if the reason he was interested in that statue was because he had a whole backstory in his head about the chick getting raped by ghosts
yeah.
and it was actually the ghosts? That made it so hot to him. So he wanted the figure so that he could fantasize about sexy ghosts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look at that ghost.
I'm going to pretend that's what it was all about.
Yeah.
Paul loves ghost sex. Ghostsex.com is
true
his homepage.
True story. Yeah.
It's just pictures of Slimer with a dick.
God. Oh, man.
You know, Ghostbusters was confusing to me. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
I was never as big a fan of it as some people are. They think it's the best thing in the world. But why are some ghost people, like the librarian or whatever.
And some are monsters.
And some are like, what the fuck is Slimer? What was he when he was alive?
God.
No legs, no dick.
That's what they look like in New York.
Yeah. No. Some of them are just, what the fuck was he? Like a sentient, like blob of fecal matter in the sewers or something? And then he, I died and now I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
How come aliens never have dicks?
I don't know. Yeah.
In movies and stuff. They never have dicks.
Oh, man.
Or monsters.
You're opening up a door.
Uh-oh.
Very quickly.
I've been thinking about this.
I get so pissed with modern movies that they consistently portray aliens as these reptilian things that go...
Yeah.
That's retarded. They fucking flew here in a spaceship.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't speak like this.
How do they speak?
Oh, I don't know. It would sound cooler than that, you know?
I think most fictional aliens are retarded. And I think they're either retarded because the person who designed them wasn't really thinking very hard about it, or because it's like a shorthand, like you have to make them somewhat relatable to the audience. So they have to be like a humanoid animal or something, because you can't make something truly alien. Because I really do think, and this is getting really nerdy and probably uninteresting to people, but I really do think that if there are aliens out there, they wouldn't look anything like we would expect.
Yeah.
Like some people actually think that the human form, the two arms, two legs, upright, head on top.
That's like the universe's way of...
That is the ultimate in evolution.
Yeah.
That everything, given enough time, would evolve into that form. Yeah. Which is just nonsense.
Look at my ball sack. I mean, really?
It's just the way it worked out, you know? People don't understand evolution. I've talked about it before. Yeah. But like, evolution favors things that are traits that are more... useful, more efficient or whatever, because if you are born with a trait that is more efficient, then you're more likely to live longer, pass on your DNA, be more successful. But what people don't realize is that it's just a mutation. Like you could have if a rat was born with a human finger coming out of its tail, like instead of a tail, it was born with a human finger, which is a way oversimplification because it would take multiple separate mutations to get to that point.
Yeah.
But let's say one rat suddenly is born with a human finger instead of a tail. If that was useful, it's possible that that rat would outlive other rats, pass its genetic information on more often, and then now you'd have other finger baby rats running around, and it would get passed on, and eventually all the rats would have finger tails.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also possible that it wouldn't be terribly useful and it just wouldn't get passed on, even though it's obviously a drastic change. It's also possible that it would potentially be useful, but this particular rat also gets a disease and dies almost immediately or like comes right out of the womb and gets eaten. You know, something could happen. You could be like somebody could be born with a... Well, again, this won't happen because it's an oversimplification. It would take way too many separate mutations. But let's say somebody was born with a super genius brain. You know, like you see in sci-fi movies and stuff, somebody like the ultimate evolution of human beings, they're born tiny and frail with giant heads because they're super geniuses and they can float around with their mind powers. If somebody was born like that tomorrow, that might not lead anywhere. Because maybe somebody would kill them.
Yeah,
you know,
who would fuck that?
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't necessarily... It's just this thing happened to be useful and it got passed on. Or maybe the finger tail wouldn't make any difference at all in terms of its survivability and how much it was able to pass on its genetic information. So it fucks a little bit, has a few kids, passes the genetic information on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no particular advantage to this thing, but it gets passed
on. It's around,
It wasn't a disadvantage, so it gets passed on. You end up with bullshit features that don't really do anything. So it's silly to think that like five fingers and two hands, two arms is like...
We're the peak.
Yeah, this is where everything's leading.
Yes, and nature is there, and here we are. No, we've got a long way to go.
There's really no reason to believe that life on another planet would even have DNA in the same sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would probably have some kind of similar structure, sort of, but there's no particular reason to believe that you could then take alien DNA and break it down and like even splice it with our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's just silly the way people treat aliens. So yes, I think you're right that a reptilian alien coming to Earth, like that basically looks like a dinosaur on two legs and goes, probably isn't likely. But I think it's actually more likely that like an intelligent black shiny cube would come down to the planet and wouldn't speak at all.
Yeah.
might not even understand that we are other living things. Yeah. It might just float about and have no idea what's going on.
Yep.
And like they might have completely different values from us. Like an alien might come down and meet us and be interested in us and like not necessarily have any ill will towards us, but then reach out and rip your arm off.
Yeah.
And be confused as to why you're upset about it. Like maybe on their planet, arms just come off sometimes.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the day. Yeah.
They might, like, I think people sort of anthropomorphize extraterrestrials in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
They expect them to be.
Yeah.
This is the main reason I don't believe in, I don't believe that there are aliens already here or all the alien abduction stories and stuff, because they all seem way too much like they were made up by people.
Oh, yeah.
Like the classic little gray alien with the two big eyes, the big heads. Those are just fucked up looking people.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that there are aliens out there that look like that.
Yeah.
But whatevs. Ooh. You got anything else you want to talk about?
I'm good.
Okay.
Where are we at?
About an hour and a half.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email this guy. Thumbs pointing at me.
Okay.
Orion.
I can't see that.
Okay. Orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And hey, if you were listening to this one and at any point you were like, what are these assholes blathering on about? It's your fault you didn't call in. So call in next time. And you can check us out in the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat. If you want to see Let's Play Sissy's Magical Ponycorn Adventure, that's on our YouTube page, which I think is youtube.com.
It is. I checked it.
And
I'm kind of curious why we haven't just brought that up. I think it was because of that, because I wasn't sure if it was just youtube.com/itchat.
We don't post a ton of videos and stuff, but if you've never checked out our videos, youtube.com/itchat.
Good times.
There's a lot of garbage videos on there.
Like it's all bullshit.
Dancing drunk at Christmas time. Yeah. But check it out.
Definitely check it out.
And of course you can donate.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep this quality entertainment coming your way.
Yes.
And that's it, right?
That should do it. Once again, thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word, motherfucker.